Okay, we're on Tzayin Amud Beis, the second big line. Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonason. Pasuk, yeah, we're going back. We mentioned the Pasuk, Nar HaYisi Gamzo Kanti. So we're going to mention something else about it. This Pasuk, the Sar HaOlam Omer. Sar HaOlam is a Malach who the Rabbanu Shel Olam uses in general as like an undersecretary. Tosis brings down that those that hold that the Sar HaOlam is Metatron. That's the name of that Malach. That's the Malach that says in the Chumash, Ki Shmi Bekirbo, that was the Malach that Rabbanu Shel Olam planned to send as his intermediary between him and Klal Yisrael after the Peito Egel. There's other Medrashim that say the Metatron is Chanoch. Chanoch, who was taken away when he was 365, and he was made into this Malach. But Tosha says these Medrashim can't go because if Sar HaOlam said this, there's other things that say that Sar HaOlam said things by Yipsheshis and Mebereshis, and Chanoch obviously wasn't born yet. It could be that that the Neshama of Chanoch started out as this Malach, and then he became Chanoch, and then when he died, went back to becoming that Malach. In any case, whatever it is, that's what the Sar HaOlam. If whether the Sar HaOlam is Metatron and whether Metatron is Chanoch is different Medrash. Okay, so what would he say? Nar HaYisi Gam Zakanti. Man Amre. Who said it? Ilei Mekut Shabrichu Mi'ika Zikne Chameh. The Rav Shon doesn't say he's a Zaki, even though there's a passage on Zakanti, Vani Esbol. It's going on the Rav Shon. But for whatever reason, the Gemara says over here that Nar HaYisi Gam Zakanti wouldn't apply to the Rav Shon. The Ella David Omer. So Ella Mike David is saying it on his own. Right? Whereas that Mikosh is Kulei Hai. David didn't live that long. He was only 70 years old. Ella Shmamino Sar HaOlam Omer. This Sar HaOlam, wherever the Sar HaOlam is, this Malach said it. Omer of Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Omer of Yonason, my deceived Yodo Pora Sar HaKol Mahmudeho, Ze Amon Moav. Right? This refers to Amon Moav. Bishosh and Nichnusu Obdik Ochon Vahechla, Kol Nifnu Al Kesev Zod. The other goyim went to plunder gold and silver. The heim yifnu al sefer Torah. Machmudeha is a kinoi for sefer Torah. Right, the really precious things. They went to get the sefer Torah. Amru zeshe kosubo lo yovo amoni umuavi bekal Hashem yisori beish. They went to burn the sefer Torah because it says there that an amoni and a moavi can't marry into Klal Yisrael, right, even if they convert. So they found that a tremendous desire for them, and therefore they burned the Sefer Torah. Rashi, Sar HaOlam Malach. Tshiva Hashem LeYaakov Sviv Av Tzorav. Omer Rav Kegon Humanya LePum Nara. The, what's it called? The Tzorim are surround us. Just like Homania was a place where there were Obdei Kochavim, and it surrounded Pumnara where there were Jews. Rashi, Homania le Pumnara, but Homania Yevonim heim. Right? In Homania were Greeks. Umatsirin le Beit Pumnara shehem Yisrael aniim. And they surrounded and did terrible tzoras to the, what's it called, to the people nearby in Pumnara. Omer Yehud Omer Vasi. Ovi Gochovim Shekiddush Bizman Azeh Choshen LeKiddusha. If a goy married a Jewish woman Bizman Azeh V'Choshesh LeKiddusha, because we're afraid that these goyim aren't really goyim, but they're from the Aseres HaShvatim. So let's see what Rashi learns. Rashi says a peladig thing here. Why? Shenosu Ovdos Kochovim. Because we're afraid, oh, one second, that they're from the Aseres HaShvatim. Rashi, of the Gemara first. Shema Me'Aseres HaShvatim. Right, we're afraid that they come from the Aseres HaShvatim. Somewhere says, Vaha called the Porish, Mubar Porish. Lamai, so you go after the Rove, and Rove people are not from Aseres HaShvatim. Somewhere says, Beduchta Dikvi. So Rashi learns that they're Kavua and Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza. It's a halachic Kviyas. And therefore, it's 50-50. So you have to be Choshish. Tosha says, they're not Kavua. It depends who comes to who. Right, if the Goy came to her, he's Porish Meruba. So even though the people there are Kavua, but the goy who went to the woman is Parish, not Kavua. So you go after the Rove, and Rove people are not from Aseres HaShvatim. So Tosa said it means is in those places wrote people from the Aseres HaShvatim. The Om Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Vayanchem Bechalach Ubechavor, Nahar Gozen, Vorimodai, Chalach Zechilozon. These are the places where the Aseres HaShvatim were put and the populations were sent to Eretz Yisrael. So they were the rogue in these places for at least a considerable amount of time. These people were the rogue, and therefore it's possible that their descendants are Jews. Rashi, Me'asoris ve'aseris ha'shvatim hu, shenosu obdos kochav. It's talking where, because we'll see later, that the Jewish women didn't let them live with them. But they were afraid that maybe Jewish men married non-Jewish women. Ukesover the Ovedes Kochodim Shiyoldom Israel Havlad Mamzer Bechoshin Tushe Mamzer. And this man the Omer holds not from that the Yichus of Yadus goes from the mother, but like the Reforms say, that even the father can create Yadus, except Charles of Mamzer. So it's very, very shver Rashi. That what comes out that there is such a sheet that Tosus argues is not the thing we're talking about. There's so many Mishnayos that seem to say clearly there was never a Havamina by anybody that the Yahadus goes after the father and not the mother. So Tosus says what it means is that this Mandi Omer doesn't hold like later on. The Gemara says that the women were not a Shaila. But the women were also Shaila. It's talking where a Goy married somebody from the Aseres HaShvatim, a woman. And therefore, it's a regular case of what's it called Goy and Eved Abba of Bas Yisrael, and they're Jewish, but they're Mamzerim according to this Mandi Omer. Okay. We hold that they're not Mamzerim Bechlal, they're kosher. Biduchta dikdi, v'nei Aseres HaShvatim, v'chol kavua k'mechtzal mechtzal domi. So Rashi learns it's a halachic kvias, and therefore it's k'mechtzal mechtzal. The Gemara just brings a riot. That's where they were kavua. Again, Tosfos says it's not a halachic kvias. It means that rove of them in that those places were what's it called were from the Aseres HaShvatim. Okay, so now the Gemara says where are these places? Vayanchem bechalach ubechavor nahar gozen v'orei modai chalach zechilozen. It means that it was known as chilozen in that time. The chavor. Ze chadayim, nahar gozen zu ginzik, v'orei modai zu chandan v'chavroseho, v'amrilo zu nihar v'chavroseho. Chavroseho man, what are the chavroseho? Amar Shmuel, krach moshe chidki v'dumankio. All these places were the places where the Aseres HaShvatim were originally deposited. Amar Rav Yochanan v'kulam v'psul. All of them are psulim because we're afraid that they were mamzerim. Again, this man the Omer holds that Eved and a Goy who are Boa of Bas Yisrael make the child a Mamzer, not kosher. And therefore they're all psulim because we're afraid that they were Mamzerim mixed in with them. So you can't even Makabel Gerim from like we said before. Rashi. Zu Chadayiv Nahar Gozen Moshe Chidki V'domankiyo L'psul Ruba Mamzer, most of them Mamzer. Shenitmu Aseres HaShvatim Ba'ovdos Kochavim Ubenehem Harihenki Yisraelim V'noig Ben Yisra Mamzer. And again, this man holds that if a Jew marries a Goya, the child is a Jew who's a Mamzer. V'hein lo nizor v'nosu zeh achoso obito v'harim Mamzer. And so Rashi says that they're Jewish and they're not Mamzer. But we're afraid that they married each other. They married their relatives and became Mamzerim. Right? It's not that, what's it called, that they, this Mandi Omer holds that, what's it called, the Aseres HaShvatim, who married Goyim, the children are Mamish Yidden, and they're not Mamzerim, but we're afraid that then those children went and married each other, incest, and they became Mamzerim. Ki amrisa kamei l'shmuel, om Rav Yochanan, v'kulam psul, ki amrisa kamei l'shmuel, omar, bincha haba min Yisrael is kori bincha, v'ein bincha haba min ha'ovis v'chon kori bincha. No, this is what the regular halacha is, that only your son, who comes, what's it called, from your son, in other words, your grandson, who's born to you, who's born from a Jewish woman and a Goyish man, he's called your son, your grandson. But a, what's it called, grandson that comes from a non-Jewish woman, he's not called your grandson. See how Rashi learns and Tosfos learns differently? We'll see Rashi in a second. Okay. The Ha'ika Banos, there were women, right? Women, Jewish women, right? And this Mandi Omer again held that Eved and a Goy who live with a Jewish woman, the children are Mamzerim. The Omer Avina, Ben Bitcha Habom and Ha'ovik Ochov and Kori Bincha. Ramaisa, that the grandchild that comes from a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man is your son, is your grandson. Where it says, Gemiri de Bansa, the Hudor Itztuya Itztaru. The women of that generation, right, did not live with the non-Jewish women. They what's it called? Their wombs were, what's it called, broken, split, and they didn't get pregnant. So there were no children from the Jewish women of the Aseres HaShvatim of that time. Rashi. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel ad hashta milsa de Rav Yehuda mishmei de Rav Asi ka'omar. The achar ki rosal shu Rav Asi bo lefnei Shmuel de ka'omar ki hodar amrisa v'ho de Rav Asi kamei de Shmuel de choshin lekdushin. Omar, he said, no, we're not choshin for kedushin. Because, what's it called, and it's going back now, not like Rashi said, that it's talking about non-Jewish women, it's talking about Jewish women and non-Jewish men. Omar bincha abom Yisrael is kori bincha, vein bincha abom in ha'ovet eshukhov in kori bincha v'beno. The nafkelon from the following pasuk, this is where Rashi learns. Nichi yosir es bincha me'achorai. Right, he says, don't give your daughter over to a goy, because ki